Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, hey, hey. So glad you're with us today. Welcome to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top, where we're featuring another local business spotlight. Today we have Taryn Hayes. She is the executive director for Orchard at Athens Assistant Living Community. She has spent the last several years working alongside of company owners to challenge industry standards and create an assisted living and memory care community like you have never seen before. She is currently opening her second community with Orchard in Athens, Georgia, where she and her husband have recently relocated. Her heart for seniors started when she was a young child spending time with her now 99 years young Big Mama. Her passion is to help life be more purposeful, not only for her family, but for yours. And this is what drives her to keep striving to raise the bar amongst the assisted living industry. So without further ado, happy to introduce to you Ms. Taryn Hayes. Hi, Taryn. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for being on our podcast. We're here to put a spotlight on Orchard Senior Living. Can you tell us more about Orchard and what makes you guys different?
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on today. Really excited to be able to share what Orchard is doing and what we're striving to do. And in the midst of all the craziness that is COVID, we are an assisted living memory care community that really tries to create an environment where you can age in place. So we have residents that come in completely independent and then can live with us all the way through late stage dementia. So we have created four groves, which are like neighborhoods within our community that really spotlight the abilities of each resident within that grove. And that way they can keep as much independence and responsibilities for as long as they want, which really helps foster their self-confidence and enhances the life that they live. So we're just really excited to be able to be a part and try to increase, you know, happiness around the world.
I love that. What a wonderful goal, increase happiness around the world. I love it. So what is your biggest struggle and how do you combat it?
Well, right now, probably the biggest struggle is COVID and trying to make sure that we can keep our residents and our team members as safe as possible while still being able to fully engage within the community and try to let residents get to engage with their family members, which is really a challenge right now, just trying to keep the virus out of the community. I think most assisted livings are just doing their best to make sure that all precautions are being taken. So that's definitely the biggest struggle at this point. I'm really proud of our team and our nurses that have really kept our communities as safe and as clean as possible throughout this whole process, and our frontline team members that are going above and beyond to make sure that even when they leave work, they're not exposing themselves, they're not putting themselves at risk. So it's definitely been a team effort, but they are doing an awesome job.
Fantastic. So what is your approach to care?
Yeah, so we really try to focus on people's abilities rather than any kind of struggles that they are having. So we really want to celebrate where you are within your life right now and what abilities that you still have. And then we create engagement opportunities around those abilities. So we have some residents that can't see very well anymore, but that doesn't mean that they still can't fully engage in life. So we create opportunities where there's activities and there's engagement opportunities that are going to celebrate what abilities that they have left. So they can still hear, they can still tell jokes, they can still sing, just because they've lost their sight doesn't mean they've lost their zeal for life. So our approach of care is really to focus in on what abilities you do have, how can we enhance those, and how can we make sure you're fully able to enjoy those abilities.
So what does it mean to age in place?
So to age in place is really to be able to come into a community and know that you do not have to leave again. It gives you the opportunity where you can come in completely independent, but say you have a fall 2 months from now. You don't have to worry about having to relocate to somewhere else because your care needs have increased. It's being able to create environments where you're around other residents that are going through the same struggles that you may be having and have some of the same abilities that you have, and then partnering with affiliates so that you do not have to move again. So within our community, we've created 4 groves, which, like I mentioned earlier, are like neighborhoods that are focusing on different people's abilities and their struggles. So even though your abilities may change and you might need more care later on, you can move to a different grove within the community instead of having to relocate to a different place altogether.
Great. So you're able to live in a space that meets your needs at that moment. And that's what it means to age in place and have accommodations for whatever care that needs to be provided at that time for a resident. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like the grove idea, the 4 quadrants, and you just go to where you need to be. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So who owns Orchard?
So Orchard is owned by Arkady Yakubov, who actually started Orchard from a personal family need. His grandmother got sick, and he started looking for communities that she can move into and just realized, hey, there's nowhere out here that meets what my grandmother needs. And so that kind of was the birth of Orchard, of how can I create an environment that both looks beautiful, has the amenities that she wants, but is providing top-notch care. And from that, we opened the community in Brookhaven, and now we have our community here in Athens. But it all started with our owner, Arkady, wanting to find the perfect place for his grandmother.
I love that most of the assisted living and home health care companies start that way, and just out of a need for a loved one, and then it just blossoms into a whole community that everyone can enjoy. That's great. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about the future for Orchard and some of the support needs that you have from the community.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, From the Bottom to the Top, from the Malden Group Studio. We'll be right back after this break.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themoldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right. We are back with a local business spotlight with Karen Hayes, and she is the executive director for Orchard at Athens Assisted Living Community. Taryn is here to tell us more about Orchard and what it's like to be there, to work there, and for the residents that live there. What does the future hold for Orchard, Taryn?
We're just so excited to find out. So this is our second community. We've been in the assisted living industry for about 15 years now, but we've chosen to grow slow so that we can make sure that the communities that we are putting out really are filling the needs of the bigger community. So we're trying to make sure that we are sending out a 100% positive atmosphere before we try to replicate it over and over again. So we're growing slowly so that we can make sure that we're keeping the quality standards to where we need to be.
Absolutely. Steady wins the race. I love that philosophy. So tell us about some of the opportunities people may have to work at Orchard.
Yeah, so Orchard is such a great company. We really try to grow people within and try to be the Orchard. no pun intended, I guess. But we are always looking for people that care. That is the biggest point that we have within our company, is to make sure that the residents are fully taken care of by people that truly want to make sure that their life is purposeful and that they're getting the engagement and the care that they need. So we're always looking for good caregivers, good engagement coordinators, cooks, anybody that just has a heart that wants to serve people. We can find a place for you.
That's great. And tell us about the type of residents that live there.
Yeah, so really we have residents that are still 100% independent, still drive to the grocery store themselves, just wanted to have a community where if they don't want to go out to see a movie, they can just walk down the hall to go to our in-house movie theater. But we do specialize in memory care, especially early onset, Lewy body, those interesting cases of dementia. We have an executive director at our Brookhaven location, Leslie Finkley, who trained with Tipa Snow for years and years and has really put an emphasis on our training with all of our team members to make sure that we are able to accommodate our residents at whatever stage of life that they're at and at whatever stage of brain change that they might be at as well.
Do you have opportunities to volunteer? What type of support do you need from the community of Athens?
So right now we are not taking volunteers due to COVID. Once things start to even back out, we'd love to have volunteers come in and spend time with our residents and do different activities and things like that. Right now, your biggest support could be sending letters to your local assisted living communities, any kind of encouragement that you can give to the team members and to our residents who are really working hard to stay healthy. We greatly appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, Taryn, it's been amazing having you on the show today, giving us some insight to Orchard Senior Living. We're glad that you're opening a second location that shows that you're growing and bringing an amazing service to the Athens community. And can you tell everybody what the best way is to get in touch with you guys, either for job opportunities or to learn more about the community, to get engaged and become a resident for a loved one?
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to go to our website, it is orchard@athens.com. And that'll show you all the engagement opportunities that we have going on right now, as well as give you a virtual tour of our community. There is also a link there where you can apply to become one of our team members, or you can always just give us a phone call at 706-521-8888.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another local small business spotlight with the Malden Group's podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. We're so glad you spent time with us today. And I want to encourage you to check out Orchard. They have a lot of good things going on. And Taryn is getting settled into her new property in the Athens community. Best of luck to you, Taryn.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. Please visit BonnieMalden.com to connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and stay up to date with our programs. Have a great day as you go to the top.
We'll go from the bottom to the top. Yeah, don't stop. Go from the bottom. Don't you ever